Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
Love it on a Friday. This is Solana's wheelhouse.
I love it too.
Friday, he's behind the ones and twos, and he looks like he belongs on a Friday. We'll do our
my wife's Cuban. I've been going to these parties, boy. This is the music now.
Can't help but move.
Dad, John D. Oh, they usually yell something early. There we go.
Azúcar.
I like that one too.
We should give that to Don Bailey Jr. one week.
We should.
Azúcar. Hopefully, in tomorrow's broadcast, he yells Denise from the Cosby Show. All right, we got to do 15 minutes of heat here. We do it every day around this time. We're going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. 15 minutes of heat. And today, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tom DeAngelo writes sports for the Palm Beach Post. He was at the Heat opener at the American Airlines Arena Wednesday, and we always enjoy talking with Tom DeAngelo. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about what we saw Wednesday. I was excited by some of it. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about the most pressing issue, I think, with the Miami Heat right now, which is, and we're all assuming Jimmy Butler will be back tomorrow night. I find it a little bit curious that Dion Waiters was suspended for game one and is now not traveling, but he'll be ready to go when they come back to Miami. What exactly is happening there?
That is a little strange. Other than... now, and I know he, you know, there wasn't a conditioning issue with him during training camp. But remember, he did miss time last week because of a totally different, a family issue.
Right.
He was gone. So it's been about a week. So my thinking is that they're like, you know, let him get in this gym for, plus, you know, this is a little bit of a. Probably an extension of we're not happy with you. So let him get in the gym for 3 days while we're gone and get back to conditioning. I would guess that's got to be it. It's been a while since he's been with the team because of the family issue and then the suspension. So, you know, why jump back into it? And, you know, besides, when you watch that game Wednesday night, where does Dion Waiters fit in?
That's a great question.
And Tom, we're speaking of Waiters, and I'm thinking they're trying to trade him or move on from him.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Is he a coveted NBA talent? He's 8 years in. His best year is 15 points a game. Like, is he coveted?
Wow, is he really 8 years in?
Yes, 12 was his first year.
Holy moly!
I don't know coveted, but he's a good NBA player. And let's face it, he earned this contract off of a 2 month stretch, mid January to mid March, before he got injured. Before he hurt that ankle, on the year when they were in the midst of winning, going 30-9 to make up for the 30-11 to make up for the 11-30 start. So, and he played very well. I mean, that stretch, he's a borderline all-star, definitely, you know, somebody who can really help you in that stretch. But that's the only time we've seen that in his entire career, is that 2 months. Now, since then, is it all, you know, is it fair to judge him since then because of the injuries with the ankle? No, I mean, he never really got back, and then he had surgery, and it's just that's been his peak. So I do think that if they can get Dion Waiters on the court and get him playing so he shows that he could help someone else, which I think is probably what they're thinking, is their mindset is get him out there. Let's get him healthy. Let's see if he can show something so maybe we can move him. at the trade deadline, or at the worst next summer. Look, you can trade Hassan Whiteside's $27 million contract. You can trade anybody, anywhere, anytime. That's the way I look at it. If someone was picking up that guy's contract, so they've got to be looking as long as someone's healthy. Yes, you could probably find a way to move him, and that's what they've got to be doing. I mean, look at these perimeter players who all of a sudden they've got the guys who come on, Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero, and the addition of Jimmy Butler. Really, I mean, you don't want that, and plus you don't want that attitude in the locker room. For obviously they made that clear too by the suspension.
Yeah, it kind of seems like they're also taking a stronger approach than they have in the last few seasons, right? With mm-hmm. the James Johnson non-conditioning yes. punishment yeah. and now Deion Waiters. It's like they kind of put up with Hassan for a couple of seasons, and it seems yep. like the Heat have gone back to no more nonsense. We've got to win right now with Jimmy Butler, and we're not going to put up with that stuff.
Yep, the famous Pat Riley slippage quote we heard last April after the season ended with a non-playoff season. So, absolutely, I would have loved to seen this kind of crackdown with Hassan. What would have happened when Hassan called out Spo in the locker room that night when he didn't play? When Hassan, the night Hassan, right, I lost the game. I think it was in Detroit. I think it was in Detroit when he said, "Yeah, but I did my job." After a loss, I mean, what would if they were doing this then what would Hassan been suspended at all at this time here? But you're exactly right, and this was what Pat Riley said was going to happen moving forward. We saw it right away with James Johnson, which was a shocker because James Johnson is the last guy you thought would come in out of not in the heat, air quotes heat condition. So that's where it started, and then the foolishness by Deion on Instagram, on the bench, and the complaining. It's unbelievable, a guy. And I remember specifically, we were in Mexico City when I asked him about coming off the bench that year, because that was a time where he was, it was still not sure how he wasn't playing great. And I'm a starter. I'm not coming off the bench, And I remember writing that. It was no big deal then because it wasn't talked about. Now it's a big deal because he's not going to be starting. So it's just amazing. Didn't he learn anything from playing a year and a half with Dwayne Wade, who came off the bench for 91 of his final 93 games of his career? Didn't he learn anything from being a teammate of Goran Dragic, who's coming off the bench a year removed from being an all-star and being a starting point guard for the last 4.5 years? So, I don't think they can move him quick enough to get him out of this organization.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine is the most galling to Pat Riley is Dwayne Wade, who maybe we disrespected yep. for several seasons by having him take less and whatnot. That dude came off the bench, and Goran Dragic yep. came off the bench and said, "I want to be the sixth man of the year," because of it.
Yep.
And then Deion Waiters, who, like you said, based on a half of a season, got a decent contract, and he's saying, "Yeah, I'm not a bench player," which is, that's the part that would be galling to them. But let's talk for a second about Wednesday. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm mm-hmm. Beach Post is with us. So you were down there, season opener. What was the most surprising? Was it Kendrick Nunn?
To me, it's Kendrick Nunn. I mean, I guess he would have started, because no one knew what the starting lineup was going to be if Jimmy Butler were there. But later on, Spo said that, it looks like he was going to go with the Kendrick Nunn, Justice Winslow backcourt. Jimmy Butler would have been the three, and then have Tyler Hero and Goran coming off the bench as that kind of the coming off the bench backcourt. But I'll tell you what, you talk about this long line of Heat guys, and people make fun, the Heat. Oh yeah, they're always talking about players they find and other organizations find, have these hidden gems. But you go all the way back, and I remember going all the way back to the Ike Austins and the Vashawn Leonards. I mean, you go to Udonis Haslam and then Tyler Johnson, and there's so many of them. Is this the next guy, and could this be as good as any of the backcourt guys they have found that have just come off the scrap heap, undrafted guys? He can defend. He has energy. And I really like, because I don't know much of that. I didn't see any of this preseason games. And so I don't know much about the guy, but I really like what Spo said after the game about, he says he's never rattled. He's just the same guy. You don't know if you're winning by 20 or you're losing by 20. He just kind of has the same demeanor on the court. He's very steady. And that's perfect. Just the energy he'll bring. I'm gonna be real curious to see if we're talking in April and this is a guy who has started 70 games this year at 82, you know, winds up being the starting in the backcourt the whole year, because this could be a huge, huge addition and a guy you're paying relatively little money to and haven't given up anything for him. This could be big. And the other thing part about it, guys, is if you get they're trying to fast track this getting back to being a contender. And Jimmy Butler certainly did that. When you come into the offseason, $30 million over the cap to be able to sign a max guy is just, that's working. You know, that's kind of, you know, no one expected that. But the more guys you add up, they're a star. I think everybody would admit they're another star away from being a contender. Most teams that are contenders now gone away from the three-headed stars to two. It takes two now. And they've got one. They've got one of the top 15 players. You've got to probably get another one who's better than Jimmy Butler. The more guys you have to involve in trades, and if all these guys work out and you have all these commodities, you know, that doesn't mean they're all going to be here when they're good. It could be a couple, two or three guys that you're able to that's the reason you're able to get the next superstar here. So for every reason possible, this has been a really good thing. If what we saw the other night is anything close to what we're going to see for the season from Kendrick Nunn.
This is interesting. So Spo has just said that Jimmy Butler is not going to travel with the team for Saturday or Sunday's game because he's a new father and he's going to spend time with his girlfriend and the baby. So let me get Channing's
reaction.
Right,
we kind of knew that the other night.
We knew that, yeah. We knew that it was a baby, yeah. But now you're going to miss the first three games of your Heat tenure of this. Crowder, you're a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm. Time to play. You can't breastfeed that baby. Tom, he doesn't have breasts. He has no memory glands like a woman. He can't breastfeed that baby. You miss a week, you come back. The baby can't even focus right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what the circumstances are. I don't know if she's in Miami or if he's in Miami. I don't know. It is interesting. It seems like what is baseball, 3-day fraternity thing?
I don't know what the official three days.
But it's interesting, you know. But it just doesn't. First of all, in the long run, what's okay? It's three games, two more road games. It's it gives a lot of these younger players more time. You get to see these guys two more games. There is an upside to it. But now his first game in a Heat uniform will be in American Airlines Arena just 6 days later than we thought it would be.
It's interesting because, you know, we do remember a couple seasons ago they missed the playoffs because of one game, you know. I remember that season coming on the next day and saying, well, we can't ever fall into the trap of, well, it's just one game out of 82 again. And obviously, look, I would defer. I don't know the situation with the birth and the medical situation, if there's anything.
Exactly. Do we know if everybody's okay?
Correct.
There's just a lot of things in there.
But that's not news that I expected. Like, you know what I mean? Crowder, you've been around professional athletes your entire life. I mean, to miss a game the day of the birth, I understand. To miss the next two, and it's been a very big deal, obviously, Jimmy Butler coming to the Miami Heat in his debut.
Remember, Wade missed about a week and a half when he gave birth to his daughter.
He wasn't new to the team, though. Yeah. It was kind of a lost season. Like that, I feel like this is a little bit of a different situation. Again, I'm withholding anything because I don't know the mm-hmm. situation. There can be medical problems during childbirth, so I don't know anything about the situation. But I do think it's interesting.
And I'm going to look at it like, you know, just off the top, just on paper. They're going to Milwaukee. They're probably not going to win anyway. I think Milwaukee is the best team in the East. It's Minnesota. I guess the game's winnable just like the other night. They come out of this 1-1, and they come into Jimmy Butler's debut next Tuesday 2-1. It's probably where they would have been anyway if Jimmy Butler had played. So we'll speculate that far and see. And then again, wait to see what he says Monday or Tuesday, whenever the next time we're able to talk to him.
Very interesting, though. Very interesting. All right, so Jimmy Butler will not be with the Heat in Milwaukee or Minnesota Saturday or Sunday. But just to wrap it up, put a bow on it, Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is with us. To wrap it up, put a bow on it, you liked what you saw Wednesday night. You feel like there's a little something here.
I saw more from Justin Winslow than I thought I'd see. I like the way he's, you know, he came out and said it. Everybody thought it was going to be disrespectful. Goran, I want to be the starting point guard. I don't think he was being, he wasn't being disrespectful to Goran. He's just talking that I would like to start. Okay. And he, you know, he put his money where his mouth was. He really looked pretty good. He, you know, there's, he's not a true point guard. There's some things that he needs to get better at, but you know, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 27 points. He's not the greatest outside shooter. That's this team. One thing we're going to find is going to be a lot. It's not going to be the 3-point shooting team that we've seen in past Heat teams. They're not a great 3-point shooting team. Tyler Hero, maybe their best 3-point shooter. Well, Duncan Robinson technically should be, but he hasn't shot well. So, but yeah, I mean, Bam's going to be whoever starts at center, Bam at center, and either whoever starts between Leonard and Kelly Olynyk, they'll be the fours. I like that. You know, I like them, that combination there. And the backcourt is going to be exciting with the if you have Hero and if Justice and Nunn and Hero are whether you look at Justice as a starting point guard and Goran as a backup point guard, it's a pretty good team. It'll be interesting when Jimmy Butler comes back and Tyler Hero settles in on coming off the bench with Goran. You can have some pretty good. I'm really curious to see what Spo's rotations are, but they're deep, they're young, they're exciting. Something in it different, which is what we haven't had the last 3 years.
And I don't think I heard you mention Chris Silva. Let's not forget Chris Silva, he's doing it with blocks.
And then what? In 2 weeks he'll be in Sioux Falls. But it'll be quite a.
What a ride it was! What a ride it will have been. Tom D'Angelo.
When you look at it, they had the three best rookies on the floor the other night, and Ja Morant was on the floor as the number two pick overall.
Actually, you're right.
These two guys were more impactful in that game, all three of them, than Ja Morant was. So yeah. That's saying something.
You're right. Tom D'Angelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post. Thank you for making time for us, Tom.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat. We do it every day at this time. Very interesting news about Jimmy Butler there. The Heat is very good with giving paternity leave. And, again, I don't know the whole story. I do know that it's that shocked me because everyone was certain. That's why I think that that may be a medical issue, because everyone seemed certain that he was going to be there Saturday night. Remember, Spo said on Wednesday, he's going to miss one game. It's fine. And then we had Mike Inglis on yesterday, and I said, are we certain that he's going to be back Saturday? Yes, that's what we've been told and whatnot. So maybe there is a medical issue. So obviously, and that's not uncommon when giving birth.
And I would say, too, with medical side, if it's something there, because I've took a strong stance against Wade, the Texas – remember Whiteside missed time? He had a baby. And he
I don't remember
him.
That.
Yeah, well, we weren't worried about him. He never played.
He had already worn out his welcome.
He would have never made a baby with Spo because Spo hated him at the time, but his girl still liked him. But, yeah, he missed time. But I said, if it's something medical, if the baby has some problems, it's in the NICU
or the girlfriend, yeah.
Or the girlfriend, I'm with you 100%. Yep. Stay with your loved ones. If the baby fell out and is 100% healthy, get your ass back to work. I'm serious about that. Go back to work. Text line says, hey, Crowder, it's different. There's only 16 games in NFL where you played, and there's 82 in basketball. It's different. Hawk, you bring up a great point. How many teams miss the playoffs or miss a higher seed by one or two games a year? Like, it's easy to just throw these first, you know, before Christmas we always talk about doesn't mean anything. It really does mean something. We don't want to make it mean anything, but it does. Like, if something's wrong medically, I'm with you. If not, bro, go to work, man. Go play basketball. Fly back. This is not 1950. Fly out there, play the game. You could be on a flight, a private plane, 30 minutes after the game ends. Fly back to your baby. Like, just go play basketball. Come on.
Very interesting
story. The baby sleeps 20 hours a day.
Oh, my God. I wish my kid still slept 20 hours a day.
You sleep 20 hours
a day. I'm trying to get to the point where I sleep 20 hours a day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.